Carl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel paid to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country on this Tuesday morning. If you're just starting this morning, some people had a long weekend and this feels like maybe your Monday. And others of us who started on yesterday are already grinding the week out. So if that's you, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38. If you're on Eastern time and we say to you this morning, you know what? Shake yourself loose. We're off to a great start. If you're just peeking out this morning, it's not too cool, but there's a little coolness in the air, and it just feels refreshing. And that's enough to wake you up and get you started this morning. And remember, as you're starting your day, remember to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. You know already that they're in effect until 9 a.m. And you know what? This is every city, every town, USA. School zones, school buses, and school kids. And so as you're making your way to work and helping the kids get to school, please be mindful and stay engaged. And so often, every single day, we see kids that are unattended at bus stops. And so when they're unattended, it means that they're doing all sorts of things. Like some of the kids are standing in the middle of the street, not paying attention. And so that's why it is so important that we as drivers and adults stay engaged.
So as you're traveling in, please slow down through those school zones. Again, 9 a.m. is the magic hour. They resume again at 2 p.m. And I'm telling you, once you get busy throughout the day, you look up, it's 2 o'clock, and those lights are flashing already again. Also, we want to remind you about pedestrians. Make sure that you're watching out for people who are walking on highways, walking on the sides of streets, on busy, busy intersections, and making their way wherever it is that they're going. People on bicycles, sometime coming against the traffic. I mean, there are all sorts of scenarios to watch out for, and we want to remind you about each and every one. So what that means for all of us is to stay clear of those mobile devices and make sure that you're watching the roads. Slow down through the traffic circles. And also remember, road construction is really throughout the Twin Cities. It's in many places. So give yourself enough time to slow down and get there safely. Now, switching gears this morning, I tell you what, I woke up this morning and I was thinking about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, D.C. 4 days. It's like, you know, you start getting ready and you work and you work and you work. And then the race gets down to literally just days, 4 days. And we want to thank the people who called our offices on yesterday saying, you know what, we missed the online registration last Friday, but we still want to be the change that we want to see and we want to walk. And if that's you, you can go to Walker Automotive starting today and you can get registered there. So today, tomorrow, and Thursday, you can still get registered at Walker Automotive. We've got all sorts of race information. We've got all sorts of stuff happening this morning, this week, just great things in the atmosphere, events. I mean, everybody is getting geared up for the walk, and we are super excited. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you more about race day. And if you haven't gotten registered, how you can. And also, we're going to tell you about team captains that need to pick up packets starting today at Hixon Automotive. Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network. We got to get a break here, but we're back with more. Stay with us.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, A bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we're started. The week is here. We're getting in. We want you to dive in. We want you to keep yesterday's momentum for today. Keep it going and make sure that you are expecting today to be a great day. Hey, everybody, let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and shape tomorrow. If you're a senior and you're 55 years old or older and you want to be the difference maker in a young person's life, you can do so at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging. All you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260 and just ask how you can not only get involved in volunteerism, but how you can actually get paid for it as well, and it not affect any of your other money at all. Again, 318-484-2260. Our friends at Higson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe, their website, www.higsonhasit.com. Lots going on at Higson today. Packet pickups, team packet pickups are happening today. They started at 7 o'clock. They're going to go all the way through 6 this evening, and it is going to be bustling over at Higson Automotive Group. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that. Also, our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, as we're just literally days away from the 4th annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, all of those people that have signed up already, you were the early birds and you got in and you signed up. We want to remind you that today, it started at 7 this morning until 6 p.m. You can go to Higson Automotive and you can pick up your packets. And what that is that's your t-shirts, your numbers, the pins, and everything that goes along with race day. And DC, with just 4 days out, people are still trying to get in. We're still getting calls with people saying, you know what, I didn't get in, but I would still like to be a part of the race. I'd like to come out. How do I do it? Well, you can also go to Higson and you can register there. They've got paper applications there for registration, and you can get registered there as well. So, DC, we want to still encourage people to come out and be part of the change that they want to see in our community.
Absolutely. Definitely we do, Carla.
And so, DC, one of the things that you and I have been talking about really are getting new people involved. And I realize we're only 4 days out, but I think we have to start this year for next year's people. And not only in something like breast cancer, but events that are happening in our city. And we keep seeing year in, year out, month in, month out, day in, day out, same people.
That's right.
How do we change that, DC? Any idea?
Well, you know, I don't know, Carlette. You know, people just have to stop being spectators and just get involved, you know, where you fit in.
Do you think it has something to do with selfishness?
I don't. I think people are just accustomed to spectating and just, you know, and seeing others kind of head up the situation and are able to just kind of stand out of the distance where you can't really see them. But, you know, I tell you, it's going to take, I believe, a unction and a spirit from the greater one,
mm-hmm.
to get folks to really move and get involved in these types of movements and, you know, and people being in tune with the greater one speaking to them. I mean, you know, if you're conscious or you've been seared to where you just don't hear anything,
mm-hmm.
then you're not going to do anything because you're not letting anything in.
Hmm.
You know, and you can't be moved. You can't have the type of compassion that it takes to get involved in a situation like this. I mean, you know, you have to have compassion for others to get into these types of movements.
Absolutely. And I think that is right on point, the word compassion. And I would say to all of the people that are listening, and you know, we've done this for quite some time now, and not only with this movement, but we try to get involved with things that are going on in our community that change lives. And I'm going to tell you, with all of the people that we're talking to every day, we want to encourage people to get involved, to be the change. You know, those really sound like good catchphrases, you know, but if you'll ever study Mahatma Gandhi, because that's where really that phrase comes from, be the change that you want to see, you'll understand the work that he did to be the change. And, you know, I'm really, really excited about this weekend's race, but I'm really sort of saddened as well, because what we see are the same people, the same leaders. And then what I was saying yesterday to DC is that those leaders are getting tired, because when you volunteer, that means that everything else that goes on in your life continues, your job, your kids' activities, your activities, and everything else. And so if we could have more people that would consider doing something, see, if everybody just did a little something. And I really want to call on organizations. You don't necessarily have to really support necessarily the OPT network, but support your community. Support the people that sit in your pews. Support the people in your organization that have cancer, that have not spoken about it, because there is still a stigma and a shame attached to it that we still are unable, many of us, to freely talk about. I am saying to you that even if you don't do something in-house, go out and support the things that others are doing, like DC, the decals at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and all the things that we've put in place to raise money. And that's not to raise, not one single penny of that money goes into our pockets. It all goes back into our community, 75%, so that women can get diagnosed early, so that they can get treated, and so that they can beat breast cancer.
Absolutely, Carlette. And I think it's important to know, too, that where the other 25% goes, it goes to research.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, doctors who are studying breast cancer and all types of cancer mm-hmm. can figure out new and innovative ways to fight this dreadful disease. But, you know, as I was listening to you speak about the different things that people can do, we would be remiss in our duties if we did not mention this Sunday at 8 a.m. This Sunday.
It's the 27th, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the 27th.
It's my mm-hmm. bad. Ooh, it's not this Sunday.
No, it's not this Sunday, but the time is flying by.
Yeah, mm-hmm. let's put that out there, though. At Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, there's going to be a service at 8 honoring all people with breast cancer and making people aware of breast cancer, and they're pinking out the church.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that comes to the service will have on some form of pink.
Absolutely. And again, that's going to be the 27th, October the 27th. DC and I'll be there. Our families are going to be there.
Right.
And we want to invite you to come out and support a church and a community that has said from the beginning, they have said, you know what? We support not necessarily OPT, but we support breast cancer, and we support you in the work that you are trying to do. Because DC, what we are realizing every single day is we cannot do it alone.
Right.
And what we have seen systematically is we're seeing people that are getting burned out, that are getting tired, the same people doing the same work. And every year, let me tell you, when you're fundraising, we try to make it fun, but it's still work. And so this is not condemning anyone. This is not fussing at anyone. But I am saying to you, we are saying to you that if you can help, why wouldn't you help? This is your community. Don't wait until something like cancer affects you, it affects your family, or it affects your bestie, your good friend. You know, don't wait to get involved. Get involved and sow that seed now for the future. And, you know, I just really, DC, I really felt compelled. And I know I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. And I hope that people listening will not hear my words or my voice necessarily, but they'll hear my heart. We and our family, DC and I combined, have had too many family members, too many loved ones die from breast cancer or fight, not necessarily breast cancer, but cancer in our families, fight some sort of cancer. And I believe that what researchers are really hinging on is if they can find a cure for breast cancer, it will open the door, it will pave the way for other cancers. And I think that there are people out there, those sort of doubting Thomases, that believe that there will never be a cure found, and so that they just choose not to do anything. Well, this morning, I would implore you to really rethink what you are doing. And if you're doing nothing, I would ask you, why? Why are you doing nothing? And why do you continue to do nothing year in, year out, month in, month out? I just wonder why. And many people say, well, I don't have time. I think time is something that we all take issue with. We all have issue with time. We all only get 24 hours each day, every single one of us. Nobody gets more time. Nobody gets less time. We all have the 24. And so what I would say to you is, if you don't have time, sow a seed in a financial seed. You know, why are you holding on when that money could be helping someone? Why are you systematically stymieing your gifts and your talents when they could be used? And those are the questions that I've been asking myself. And then there are those people that say, well, I work in my church and I give my time to my church and I give my time to my social group, and that's fine. But there are others that are not giving time to anything. And I'm telling you, it is going to take the sum total of everybody. And maybe not everybody, but more people than what we're seeing. Now, the numbers are great for this year's race. We're going to have another great turnout. But I believe that we can get bigger. I believe that we can do more. And I'm just not sitting here preaching to you, telling you what I think you ought to do, or you ought to go into your fund, or you ought to do this. No, we are the first people to get in line to write a check. We are the first people to give because we understand the principle of giving. And I'm wondering why there is such a poverty mentality among us. Is because people are scared to give $5. You are scared to give, but yet you say, if I win the lottery, when I hit it big. And it's never going to happen because you've never been faithful over little. And until you're faithful over little, you'll never be ruler over plenteous. And that's just the way that it is. And I am having this conversation with you this morning because I am asking you personally for your help. I'm not asking you to help me. I'm asking you to help this cause. If this cause doesn't move you, find a cause that moves you. I'm telling you, it will help you. It will help your community. It will help so many others. And when you start giving yourself to volunteerism, the rewards that you reap from that are exponential. You can't even fathom what it feels like to be on the front lines of helping someone else. Pastor Chris Augustine, Sister Rose Augustine, and the church family at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, we cannot thank you enough for leading the way and continuing and not getting weary in well-doing. God will honor that faithfulness. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And I'm not fussing at you. We love you. And you know what? Sometimes we just have to know the truth about ourselves. And that's the hardest thing to face. And it starts with looking at oneself. Hey, I got to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Straight from the the start. At the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play at Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8 after 8 a.m. Central, 9:08 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. And we want to encourage you, please go to all of the locations of Southern Heritage Bank. They, too, are supporting the movement to be the change that they want to see in eradicating breast cancer. They've got decals. They've got their $5. They have the pink ribbons. I've said it before. If you know someone who is fighting breast cancer or someone who went home to be with the Lord from breast cancer, or you just want to support, go out and purchase a ribbon and help us to raise money at Southern Heritage Bank. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get the best channels. You can get the Hopper now. You can get, if you're in rural areas like what we are, you can get high-speed internet net, and you can get HD for life, plus the best wiring, so that when there is bad weather, your channels do not diminish. All you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220 And then we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for you and your family. You know, just want to remind you again that even if you have not registered for the race, we're 4 days out. It's still not too late. You can go to Hixson today. It started at 7. They opened up at 7. If you have a team, lots of people have registered. We don't know what the count is yet. But for those team packet pickups, they're starting today. So you can go in anywhere from now on until 6 p.m. There's going to be someone there that's going to get all of your packet and your team's packets together. And then you get those and you disseminate those the way that you want to before the race. But we're super excited. We're hoping and believing for good weather, nice, crisp, cool weather. And we want you to come out and feel the anointing and the electricity that will be in the air as literally thousands converge upon downtown Alexandria, and we simply just walk. And I want to say to all those people that, you know, you have it in your heart to walk, but you just, for whatever reason, are not going to be able to walk. We thank you guys as well for, you know, your spirit to want to do it. But for those of you that can do it and just don't want to get up out of the bed, well, you know, you can always sleep in for the cure. You can pay the registration fee. That money is going to go into the donation kitty so that we can continue to raise money. And you can sleep in for the cure if you don't want to get up and get going on Saturday morning. But I'm going to tell you, it's a treat. And what DC and I always say about the race is it's over before you know it. You get a chance to meet people that you didn't know. You get to come together and you get to just all be on one accord. And I'm going to tell you what, it doesn't get any better than that. So we want to encourage you. It's not too late. Please get registered. Please come out and support this incredible movement. And as we talk about movements and we talk about people, and I don't want to preach to anybody. I don't want to tell anybody what to do, but that's just fruit for thought. So, you know, you take it and, like we always say, take it buffet style, take what you like and leave the rest. Well, as we move through the week, DC, last night for us was ninth grade and JV football. We had a really great time out at the football game, just switching gears. You know, it's football season. A lot of kids are getting ready for homecoming, enjoying football season as it winds down, and we want to encourage parents to get out and support the kids as they go out and play and have a good time. And you know, it's just exciting to see kids out participating. And you know, the more we talk about yesterday people being less and less verbal, we want to encourage families to get out and start doing more things together, start talking to our kids and supporting what they do, and that's how we make them better. And so yesterday I was talking to a parent about, you know, pushing our kids and how much is too much. And I think that we all sort of have to come to that fine line on, you know, what's too much and what's not enough. And so what do you think about that, DC, in terms of pushing? Because you do, you really, really do push young David.
Well, I just think you have to train a child in the way they should go,
mm-hmm.
whatever you need to do. And, you know, everybody knows their kid and how hard they can push them and how much and what they're capable of. So, you know, I guess, you know, each person knows, you know, where to go with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say this. I think DC is a little bit peeved this morning, and he's got a pet peeve. And he is just,
yes,
he is just filled with angst this morning, just really ticked off because he absolutely hates it when people take gum out of their mouth.
Yes.
And they leave it in places where others have got to work and exist. And so this morning he was dancing and he was up. And then he goes into an area and he finds where someone has. So let's just put it out there so you can get it off your chest.
Let's put it out there because I really would like to get it off my chest. It's repugnant.
It's repugnant.
It's repugnant, and that is a reflection of your mama.
And so why?
That's a reflection of your mother.
Well, why do you?
To me, that is a reflection of your mother.
I don't.
If you are that insensitive and nasty and repugnant to where you would take the gum out of your mouth and put it on a desk, and leave out. I go in the production room. Remember, one person used it before we come in here. You know, you're nasty, man.
Well,
you already stink.
I think
that is and wonder why I wipe it down when I come in here.
Well,
that's absolutely repugnant, man.
And that is
the nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life. You actually take the gum out of your mouth that you are chewing,
mm-hmm.
set it down so you can go on the mic, and then you leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, your mama nasty.
Okay, so now. You have that off your chest.
That's a bad reflection on your mama. You're doing a bad.
Well, you know what? As mothers, we train our kids up in the way that
they
should go.
Exactly.
And sometimes they fall off.
Yes.
So you just really.
Fall off? You mean that's a cliff, you know?
And so that's one of those pet peeves. And DC has just been so aggravated and agitated by the gum that is. Been chewed and you know, but a lot of people do that, DC. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong.
Don't nobody do that. That is arrogance, pompous, and obnoxious. And boy, I'd like to get it down. I'd like to knock it down.
Okay.
Ooh, boy.
So you got that off your chest. Do you feel
Brett?
Now this is what I want
you
to do.
I hate to see your house.
Okay.
I hate to see your home.
Okay.
Because if you're doing that with the other situation you got going on and you got a couple of dogs, man, it's hard to go up in there.
All right. This is what I want you to do now. And for those of you this morning, you got a pet peeve that is just ticking you off. I want everybody to do this with me for like just 10 seconds. I want you to just stop and take a deep breath. Something yesterday just really ticked you off. It's flowed over today or today. Something ticked you off. I just want you to take a deep, deep cleansing breath. Fill your lungs and blow it out. And just say this, you know what? What others do will not affect me.
Doo-doo.
What others do will not affect me. And you know, you
others
just move.
Will not affect
He's saying that with so much condescension.
What others do unless they put stuff in another person's territory and cause the type of problems that only that kind of situation can cause.
Well, you know what? This morning, we want people to get their momentum. Don't be moved by people and their habits, you know, especially those bad habits. And you know what? We all have them. And you know what? Especially when we share common places, we just have to be a little bit more considerate.
Ooh, I'm glad you asked me because I was basically getting repressed with that information and I needed to vent about it.
You
know, basically my momentum is back on track.
Your momentum is back. And sometimes you just have to vent about a thing.
Absolutely. And that's just, and in all seriousness, that's just repugnant, man.
It is repugnant.
That is absolutely. And I know anybody out there would agree if you do that, you really need to check yourself.
Okay, you know, but there's somebody, DC, that does do that and that does not realize. In fact, somebody did it this morning. Somebody did it yesterday. Somebody did it last month. And people do not feel like there is a thing wrong with it. And let me tell you why. Because it is their gum. And if they don't forget it, they took it out of their mouth because they're going to put it back in their mouth.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, not only. Oh,
no,
okay,
because
okay.
You see, if you were going to throw it away, you would have put it in the trash.
The trash can is right there. Oh, come on. You done added another element to the stench and nastiness of what the person does. Now you're saying they're going to pick the gum, the nasty gum that they took out of their mouth, pick the nasty gum back up and put it back in their mouth?
We used to do it as children all the time.
Wow.
Kids.
What, you did that at your house? You didn't go to a public place where people's hands and all kinds of stuff. You don't know what's been on there.
Right.
Somebody else's gum may have been there as well.
Right.
And you put your gum, and it's no telling what else has been there. You pick it up, and you mean to tell me you're going to go to a public place, and you're going to put that in your mouth.
Right. And when you're a child, you do childish things. But when you get older and you know better, you should be able to do better. And if you wanted to keep the gum because you were going to use it again, then don't forget and leave the gum because I don't care if you put the gum down and you're going to put it back in your mouth. I'm not going to put it in my mouth.
That's why before I use an area, I like to bring my wipes. And before I use it, because I know the person that comes before me, uh-huh. I'm wiping it down.
Uh-huh.
That's the bottom line.
So do you feel better?
I'm
now?
Wiping it down.
I'm
not ever sitting in here or on that side without wiping it down like I do thoroughly. The phones, everything gets wiped down when I come in here.
And so do you feel better now?
I feel better, but man, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm getting texts from people saying, wow, that is just absolutely, let me see what they're saying. Let me see, because I'm going to make sure it's just not me.
Okay.
Okay. This person say, calm down.
They can feel.
We have hand sanitizer over here.
They can feel the intensity.
Let's see what this person said.
They can feel
the. Got you now. No, got you started. Yeah, but I just need to say it because I really do. Folks that text, I feel a lot better. But I needed to say it. But let me go ahead and digress. But, man, you know, that is absolutely repugnant. I stand by that statement. But I do want to calm down.
Okay.
But that is really just nasty. And if Big Granny ever knew anything like that about that, she would put a spin on it like you wouldn't believe. As a matter of fact, she's in Bunky, I'm going to tell her, and I'm going to see, boy, I could just know the face that she's going to put uh-huh, on that uh-huh. face when something is nasty uh-huh. to her, like, oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
And you know what's nasty to one person is not nasty to the other. But when
I can't believe, if anybody thinks that taking your gum out of your mouth and putting it on a desk and leaving it for somebody or picking it up, putting it back in your mouth, if you think that's not nasty, I want to hear from you.
All right, well,
really, just go ahead. We'll open up the phones. Of course, we don't do a lot of call taking. But for that, if that is important. If you feel that that is not nasty or repugnant and you would like to defend that side, go ahead and call.
All right, people are saying not gum, you know, not gum. Don't do it. I mean, a lot of people are just saying not good.
Yeah, I'm getting blew up at the text. And I just, but I had to put it out there, folks. I apologize. We didn't plan on going here.
No, I had to put it out there because I can see the repression.
Yeah, since you're gonna do that type of thing, we're gonna put it on blast. Mm. That's just nasty.
Okay.
That's nasty. It's repugnant. And.
And
you
so
know,
if you didn't know it was nasty, then you know today. And I don't want to say that's a reflection on anybody's mother because mothers do their best to make sure that
your mama
that we do what it is that we need to do. And then we fall off. So if you share common places with people, don't take your gum out of your mouth and put it there for others. And now somebody's got to pick that up.
Yes.
And they've got to throw it in the trash.
Somebody's going to have to go behind your repugnant self and clean up behind you because you don't tote your loads.
I wish y'all could see
you don't
this
tote
face.
Your loads and you probably don't pay your bills. I bet your bank.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody.
Don't pay your bills. If you don't do that, you don't pay your bills. You don't pay your bills. If you can't pick up behind yourself, you are what we refer to in the car business as a cockroach.
Okay.
You don't even pay your bills.
I am falling out of my chair.
I guarantee you, whoever did that, if you look in their record, they bankrupt.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
This is our venting session for Tuesday. I think David Christmas has his momentum now, and we are going to take a break. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more.
Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Wing. Singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looked delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official... OPT Network.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:33 Central Standard, 9:33 Eastern. And DC and I are having a very spirited conversation during the break. And this is what he feels. He feels like sometimes women get very soft on men and young boys and are not able to allow them to man up. And sometimes we as women come in to bail them out. And you say what about making people accountable?
I say that they need to be accountable for their actions. I'm accountable for my actions. When I do something, you know, I have to deal with the consequences. When you do something to, against, or you decide that you're going to make a decision to do something against somebody, mm-hmm. and that situation doesn't work out like you planned, you have to live with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. You lost. basically. And what happens now is you got to deal with the consequences of that person still standing. You know, quit crying.
And you say that
you
know, women...
You can't cry about it. Quit call this one crying, call that one crying, where they talking about. You know, let it go. Be a man.
And so you say that women have a hard time with holding...
people accountable.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that? And why do you think that men fall on a different side of the
Well, and
spectrum?
When you take a man who's been raised by a woman, he specializes in playing on women's emotions. You know, when you have little boys that's been raised by women, they have gotten masterful at playing on women's softer side because they've learned how to do it to their mother, and they mastered it then, and then they learn how to do it to their wives and everybody else. But when they deal with men, they can't deal.
And what do you mean they can't deal when they deal with men? What does that mean?
Because the trickery and deceit that they use don't work on men.
Mm-hmm.
We actually see what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and we deal with it differently than women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, if you do something, you have to deal with the consequences of doing that. I'm not feeling sorry for you.
Right, and women do. We do have a tendency
I'm not feeling
to feel sorry
for you because you decided, oh, okay, well, I shouldn't have did that, and, you know, I didn't mean it like that or whatever and whatnot. No, you got to deal with the consequences of your actions.
And so how do we help to really young boys that will – ultimately become men, be more accountable?
Well, you have to, when you set out a punishment or whatever it is you decide to do, you can't get soft. They have to see that through.
But isn't that how mothers are built? We are built to be soft. And I was talking to a friend of mine that, and I love what one of our guests said, is that women were not meant to be fathers. And oftentimes mothers say, I'm the mother and the father. And he
right.
said God didn't intend for women to be fathers. That's why he made men.
Right. And I mean, you know, women do the best that they can do.
Right.
You know, you can't blame a woman for that. But, you know, sometimes, and a lot of women do a very good job of getting boys up to manhood and along with, you know, athletics. But when you have a kid who really never really got involved in athletics, never played sport, you know, can't talk about sport, don't know. You can tell when you hear them talk about sport that they never really played.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell, you know. And so when you've been in athletics and pro man all your life, you know, when you're all man, you can tell when somebody is sort of sissified. I said it.
Yeah. I heard.
Run, cry, hey, help. Run to the women for help. Don't stand tall. Go to the police. All that crazy stuff,
mm-hmm.
man. Stand, be a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time to stand tall.
Right.
You know, so when you mess with another man and you're sort of weak like that, you basically have a tendency to, you know, do a lot of talking, but really don't back anything up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a real man will check you.
And so what's the answer to that, you think?
The answer to it is to try to go back into, probably try to get some counsel and find out what happened. You know, because that style has worked for so long.
Mm-hmm.
The person doesn't understand why it doesn't work anymore. Why it's not working on this person?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't let up.
You say you don't let up.
I don't let up.
Uh-huh.
You know, the best thing you can do with me is bow down, apologize. You know, just say you're wrong. Because trying to outthink, outdo, because it's, with me, it's not just about raw force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm also a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not going to outthink me. You're not going to be stronger. None of that.
Right.
Bow down.
And so are you feeling a little bit more purged this morning? Are you feeling...
Well, the gum is still in there.
The gum is still there. And a lot of people thought it was funny. And, you know, there are certain people that just have pet peeves. And that is, of course, one of yours.
That is one of mine.
And
nastiness in general.
Nastiness in general.
Yeah, you know, you need to take better care of yourself, keep yourself cleaner, and quit putting gum down.
And I think that when we share spaces with others, especially in the workplace, that we all have to be a little bit more considerate. And just take responsibility. And I think that that goes for each and every one of us. And, you know, when we know better, then we learn to do a little bit better.
Absolutely.
So with that said, are you feeling better?
I feel a lot better.
You feel a lot better?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
I tell you what, I'm glad I wiped it down in here.
Okay.
You know, because that's the kind of stuff that's happening.
All right. So, you know, sometimes you just have to purge things and, you know, when you are, when you do what we do sometimes, you know, every day, some, every day is a good day. Some are a lot better than others. And today is a good day. And we deal with challenges. And I think that the reason why so many people have issues with so many things is because they do repress those things.
Right.
Things happen in your day. They happen at your workplace. They even happen at home. And you just sort of sweep it under the rug and you never really say
right.
what it is.
And that's that type of behavior, Corlett, excuse me, that type of behavior is what caused people to have all other types of vices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say what you want to say. You let others step on your toes. And don't say excuse me. And then when you get home, you start getting furious because you've allowed somebody to embark and encroach on your territory without you standing up
mm-hmm.
and saying, hey, you just stepped on my toe.
Right. And then you want to go home and kick your dog.
Exactly. You know, but no, I don't do that. You know, what I do now is I just go ahead and deal with that situation as it occurs. And that way it's not, it doesn't have me all repressed.
Right. And
I don't have to go out around looking for alcohol and drugs and all that crazy stuff because I'm okay with me. I feel what I feel. And I express the way that it made me feel.
Right.
And now I can dump those feelings and move on about my business.
And I don't mean you literally. I mean you figuratively, people in general.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you are recovered or recovering from alcohol and drugs and things like that, you just cannot allow
no.
those things to get within your psyche and to get within yourself and to carry those things. So you just kind of have to talk about it.
Absolutely. And if you go around any treatment facility or anywhere where they're having meetings about, you know, trying to make, you know, to be in any 12-step program, the first thing you're going to see is people are taking daily inventories and
mm-hmm.
hourly inventories and finding out, you know, what has you upset right now? Why are you all cantankerous right now and bothered? What
mm-hmm.
is that about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what you do is you just go back into your life and find out, oh, okay, this has me feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and feel this, express the way I feel, and dump that feeling. If you don't do that, what will happen is you'll start repressing, and after so long, you have to have a vice to deal with those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then now people are wondering, well, why he's drinking so much all of a sudden? Because he's trying to deal with feelings that he hadn't dealt with for years.
And I think, you know, we kind of started off, and I kind of started off on a funny, and it was, yeah, it was gum. And I know people are saying, yeah, that is just surely trivial and frivolous.
No, I don't think people think that.
Well, and there are some that might say that.
Yeah, I don't.
And then there are others that say,
well, nobody called. I mean, I asked if anybody felt that they think that that's not repugnant,
mm-hmm.
call in and defend that. We'll be more than happy to have you. You know, we don't do a lot of call taking, but we will be glad to take calls on a situation like that. If you feel that it is not repugnant to take your gum out and put it on a desk in a public place and leave it there for somebody else to find or put it in your mouth, if you think that's not repugnant, please call. As a matter of fact, I'll give some sort of prize or something to somebody who, you know.
I don't think anybody's going to say that, especially if they do that.
Because who's proud of that?
Exactly. Who is proud of that? And the point is that whether it's gum or whether it's somebody that's doing something that just really chaps your hide at work, and it's been happening year in, year out, week in, week out, month in, month out, and you just can't say it. There are certain people that just cannot say
right
when something bothers them.
Absolutely. And those, you know, and for whatever the reason, you know, those people have found ways to deal with that stuff because everybody don't use vices. Some people just turn the other cheek,
mm-hmm.
you know, which, you know, that
is a good thing.
Awesome. You know, that's awesome. Or, you know, there's some humble, real humble, because I'm not that humble yet. You know,
we're a work in progress.
Where I could just pick that gum up, put it in the trash, wipe the area down clean, and move on about my business.
And so why do you think you couldn't do that?
But if that was a child,
right.
maybe I could do that.
Well, even
not for a grown person.
Right. Well, and so this morning, I guess we certainly hadn't decided to talk about pet peeves, but there are pet peeves that we all have. And I think it's just learning how to have, and this is my stand. And I'm probably, because I am the woman and the fixer, I would think My view on it would be humility.
I did get a caller.
You did get a caller.
I did get a caller, and I think the caller wants to justify. Oh, I got another caller coming. Let me see what this caller here is saying.
All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Wait a minute. Caller, good morning. Welcome to the OPT Network. What do you say about the pet peeve on gum chewing and taking your gum, chewing it,
defend it,
and taking it out of your mouth and putting it in a public place and then leaving it there? Go ahead.
That's nasty.
Okay. That's nasty. So am I trying to fix it?
I mean, no, you're not trying to fix it, but what he do at his house is inside his house, but not in a public place. You know somebody else got to use that area.
Absolutely, man.
Right. Well,
yeah. I mean, you should be considerate of others. That's all it is to it.
That's repugnant.
Absolutely.
Let me hear you say it, Mr. Caller. Say it's repugnant.
Well, I'm old school. I mean, you know.
Say repugnant one time.
Call it what it is.
Call it what it is. I love it. Thank you so much for weighing in on that. We appreciate
Thank you
this morning.
Thank you.
DC said it's absolutely repugnant.
It's repugnant.
And I think that, you know, whatever your pet peeve is, and he said it's just nasty. And some people feel that way. And like you said, nobody's going to really defend that. And whatever the pet peeves are when we're having to work alongside of others, we just, and us too, we all have to be considerate.
That's why when T. Riley comes in, the diva of gospel, the place is always nice and neat and taken care of because we go out of our way to make sure everything is nice and neat for the people who are following.
Right, and we leave it better. We leave it better than what
we
found it for her. We
leave it better than we found it because most of the time we come in, it is a pigsty. The bottom line.
Well, so I think that for you this morning, and I saw the tension.
You ought to be ashamed.
I saw the tension. I felt the tension. I wanted you to go ahead and get it off your chest. I think you did. And I think that there is a...
Thank God for free speech, huh?
I think that there is a lesson in this that consideration should and must rule the day. And that stands for everybody, for us, for, you know, for you who
absolutely.
Are listening. We have to be considerate.
Absolutely, Carlette. I'm talking to myself. I should not.
What should you not do?
If I did something like that, I would call myself repugnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would not only would I do that, I would be shamed. I really would be shamed.
Mm-hmm.
If I mistakenly did something like that, I would be shamed. And, you know, I would be thinking about my poor mama because she would be like, boy, I didn't raise you like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she, you know, and my grandmother, I think about her. I mean, it's just bad. That's horrible, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that is completely inconsiderate.
Let me ask you this. Are you a germaphobe, you think?
No, I'm not a germaphobe, but I don't want to sit in other folks' waste.
Mm-hmm.
That's just common sense
mm-hmm.
in the kind of times we live in.
Right.
You know, who wants to go, you understand what I'm saying? That's not, I mean, you know, you could be a germaphobe. Those are people who don't like to touch people. They don't like shaking hands. You shake your hand, they wash your hands, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't start doing this until I saw what was happening.
Right.
You know, and I don't do this everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
When I started seeing the behavior that was taking place, I knew one thing. Let me get this cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Well, I am glad that we had this conversation, and I think that for hopefully everybody listening, it'll make us just a little bit more considerate. It'll make us just a little bit better, and sometimes we don't take pride in the place that we work in, and we feel like it's not ours, so we don't have to take care of it. And, you know, maybe that is something that a lot of people feel. I don't have to care for the space in which I work because it's not my house. And so it's just a little fruit for thought, maybe that
your workspace is an extension of your home. The way you treat it, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear it, but the way you treat your car, the way you treat the space that you deal in, I guarantee you if we see your house, it's the same way. It's repugnant.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the bottom line. You know, I don't have to follow you home.
Uh-huh.
If I work around you or see you and see how your stuff, I don't have to follow you. You know,
mm-hmm.
basically. You
That's
know?
Just an extension.
Yes.
Well, okay. I think we've got it wrapped now. It's 8:49. Hey, everybody. You're on point. The official OPT Network.
We keep it real.
Let us get a break here. We're back, everybody, right after this.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal.
Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville would like to invite you to the 2013 Founders Day Festival. October 18th and 19th, it'll be a Founders Day Festival filled with grand history and lots of culture. If you think last year's festival was unhinged, well, this year's Founders Day Festival promises to be bigger and better. Saturday, make way for the Founders Day Parade starting at Cheneyville's Town Hall at 10 a.m. And then the festival begins with countless food vendors, the tastes that will satisfy every palate, a classic car show, the domino tournament, historic wagon rides, huge blow-up slides for the kids, live music, plus so much more. Save the dates, October 19th and 20th, a weekend where family and fun meet. There's no festival like the Cheneyville Founders Day Festival.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. We want to thank them for supporting this year's 2013 Race for the Cure. Mm-hmm. Yes. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Hey, if you're just joining, it's 8:54, and this morning has been all about pet peeves. And So, DC, you go ahead and say what you want to finish up about pet peeves so that you can have this.
Well, no, Carlette, I'm just basically
out of your system, so to speak.
You know, just to kind of show you how this whole situation works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the diva of gospel who's been working here for years,
mm-hmm.
you know, just come in, and then I go in there and say, you didn't, and then bam, there it is. She's like, wow, that's repugnant.
She said, too, yes, that's nasty.
That's nasty. You know, and they have to negotiate that.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiate that and move around it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because somebody didn't have the decency.
Right.
And the respect
right.
for others. To pick that and to even take that out without putting it in the trash,
because
mm-hmm. if you're gonna put that back, that's still, either way you slice that, it is a dirty shame.
It's a dirty shame.
Mama used to call it. It's a dirty shame.
Is it all out of your system now?
It's out.
It's out.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and close.
All right. Well, you know what? We all have pet peeves. We all fall short. And we can all do better. I think that is the moral of this morning's lessons. We all have pet peeves. We all fall short. And we all, when we know better, we should do better, especially when we're working around others. And people have said, text in, called in, weighed in, and said, that's just nasty. And you know what? The fact of the matter is we all do things. But today is a new beginning. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. What happened 3 hours ago is over. And so what we can do is we can start right where we are and get better, live better, and just be more considerate. And I think every single person would agree that we can all do that. So today, as you are getting your morning started, consideration might be the word, that we want to talk about. Consideration. For yourself and for others.
And for your mom.
And DC said for your mother who raised you and who raised you better than that and who would probably be repulsed. And, I mean, it is what it is. But anyway, and I guess I'm that soft side that is trying to fix it. And you know what? I always see the cup full. And I know that no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, what you're doing, you can always turn it around. And that's one of those things that kind of seems small, but you know what? Those small things turn into big things. And I had a boss to tell me one time, and it's really in keeping with what DC said. He said, you know what? If you keep that junk there, just talking about any junk, he said, if you keep your area clogged up, eventually you won't see the mess anymore because you walk over it, you walk around it, and then it just becomes normal. So don't let junk in your life, those things that come in to clutter your life up, don't let that become normal. Do something different today. Move that junk out and start with a fresh and a new beginning, because you know what? It opens up your mind. It opens up possibility. And you know what? It helps others around you. And that's really what it's about, isn't it? Well, we want to thank you guys so much for allowing Big DC to vent this morning, get his feelings out there, and to kind of just purge some of that stuff so that he said he decided to take a day so that he won't have to leave the microphone feeling repressed and unenergized with no momentum.
She had to go negotiate it, and she's eating her breakfast and stuff like that. Got to negotiate some.
And let me just add, the diva of gospel is looking.
To negotiate some chewed up gum.
The diva of gospel is looking absolutely fabulous.
What your mama would say, diva.
If you don't get this nasty mess around here, we're going to have some issues.
Can you say repugnant?
Hey, everybody, that's a wrap for the morning. Thank you guys so much for bearing us this morning. Thank you for spending what we consider to be always the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself and show some consideration today. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll be right back here Wine Down Wednesday. Have a great day, everybody. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage,